In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Belinda blinked, and here we have... Hey guys! Welcome to another issue of A Blinker's Saturday, episode 20. I hope you've all had a wonderful week and that you're very relaxed for this Saturday morning somewhat mad podcast. As you know, over the next few minutes, we'll talk about various reviews and comments, some nice, some bad, about everything Belinda Blinked, Rocky Flintstone and MDWAP, and in doing so, giving you some of my own views on what's been said. We'll look at some of my books, merch and some emails, podcast reviews, and of course, the latest of your incredible Reddit comments. Not forgetting my poop of the week and, of course, the blinker of the week. So please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top where you're concerned. Email me. And let's start off with Twitter, now known as X. Mia, please, can you draw the 3B tree so I know what to get tattooed next? Hi, Mia. Steady on. You've only got so much skin. I think it's already been done officially, so I'll have a look for you. Lots of love, Rocky. So, Mia comes back to me and says, oh my God, thank you. I need it on me forever. Probably not the top of my head, though. Yes, that's where Dr. Robbins, a.k.a. Wayne Burt, had his. But hey, Mia, still looking. And I've asked Mouldy, my artist, to send one he may well have on file, hopefully. So, Mouldy did send me one. And, of course, I've sent it to Mia. And no doubt she's in the process of finding a tattooist to do some tattooing. Best of luck, Mia. Okay, here's another one on X. Dorcas 329 posted, my sister is going to Iceland. I checked the rules and saw this, were Belinda and Belladonna flying Iceland Air? And Dorcas 329 very helpfully includes a picture of the ticket confirmation which says, fare type, economy, comfort. Wonderful, Dorcas 329. What fantastic proof it exists. I'll mention this on my podcast in the next couple of weeks. And of course, I have. So, Dorcas, well done. Okay, let's move across to Reddit. And the first theme is, I only just realised that Wilma is not Jamie's mum's actual name. Three laughing heads. And this has been submitted by Hyper Wacom. Rob W. 1977 adds, Did you think his mum-in-law is called Pearl Pebbles Slag Hoople too? Question mark, smiley face. Hyperwaccoon comes back. I'm not that far gone just yet, laughing out loud. Rob, 1977 adds, but Alice's dad is called, bracket, fuck me, close bracket, Ken. Lulu Bean, 1407, welcome. I need it so, so badly. Zanity Zan, don't compare my wife to a dead parrot, says, I've been a good girl all day. Scottish Squirrel adds, stepdad, no. Cat Online adds, no. Alice's parents are still married. James has a stepdad called Nigel. Completely correct, Cat Online. Random Digital Sponge adds, but he's not the guy whose little finger laugh at you, right? Cat Online adds, no, that was his stepdad's friend, I think, called Carl. I've listened to the podcast too much. Smiling face. Hypervacuum comes back in and says, Littlefinger laughs at you, Carl, and your poor grammar. Scottish Squirrel adds, ah, thank you. Remembered someone had a stepdad. Harpy Vixen Wench says, I admire everyone's willingness to confess this. Such brave pervs. Upset Mainframe 96 adds, wait, what? Hello, Violaine says, Wilma is the name of Fred Flintstone's wife in the Flintstones. So they call her that because she's Rocky Flintstone's wife. Completely correct. Hello, Violaine. Well done. Upset Mainframe 95 adds, oh my God, how did I never realise? Rob W 1977 comes back in and says, the podcast that keeps on giving. Smiley face. Hey, Digital says, could you imagine if the actual author's identity is protected, but poor mum, who wants nothing to do with it, has her real name associated with this mess forever? Another smiley face. Rob W. 1977 comes back and says, if it makes you feel better, it's only a couple of years since I realised the Beatles isn't spelt like the insect. Oh, laughing out loud. Andrew 1953 Cambridge adds, it rhymes with Seattle's. Okay, result 2319 says, I think Jamie's sister Alexis, no, it's Alexa actually, okay result, is the only time they use a real name from his family. That would be correct. Even his younger sisters are referred to as the little girls. Smiley face, smiley face. Oh, fucking crumbs adds, oh my God, how did I never realise this? Hypervacuum comes in and says, three faces with hands over their eyes. Pesci 101 adds, oh, FFS me too. Psychological Fox 8839 adds, I love you all, but wow. Okay, great. What could I say? That all the talk was eventually correct. Alexa is our eldest daughter, and Wilma is called Wilma because it's a great name for her and she loves it. And she even says hello when you say it to her, sometimes. Okay, moving on. Another theme I looked at this week was the gang really missed a trick by not starting a Patreon. And that was submitted by MaxQ333. Max says, I follow a few other pods, shout out to The Judges and Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, which have really successful Patreons, and I think it's a shame the gang never went that route. Yes, you have to pay a few quid, but the content is usually bonus episodes and other nice extras. Think merch, question answers, vids, etc., etc. Shame we never got a ton of My Dad Wrote a Porno extra content. Astoria Queens 11105 comes in and says, I definitely would have joined. If they do a new season that is subscription-based, they would make so much money. Expensive Success 475 says, I definitely would have joined. I would absolutely pay money to have the podcast come back. Resident Hero says, Probably not okay to do that now, though. Patreon is kicking all not safe for work artists that made the platform take off. So, maybe a different platform? OnlyFans? Laughing out loud at that one. Bet you are. Lumu EJ adds, oh really? Where did this start happening? And what's the story? Just because they say it's inappropriate? Dresden Hero adds, usually this happens with financial transactions. In this case, I believe an advertiser denied Patreon as an option because there are not safe for work works on Patreon. So now they're doing a sweeping rule. The rules are ridiculous too. So my comment would be, we could have gone down that route, but we decided to keep it simple and all material available to all fans. Saying that, it's interesting that Patreon are taking this sort of action. In actual fact, we struggled, as you all know, with iTunes for the first 18 months or so to get recognition. I guess eventually we got too big in downloading numbers for them to bypass us. And of course, they acquiesced to our being there. But I feel for smaller podcasts who need their Patreon income to keep giving their material to the world. Mind you, the organisation we and I distribute our podcasts through, called Acast, do have such a facility. I think it's called Acast Plus or something similar, and it does the same job as Patreon. They host MDWAP and Shagged, Married, Annoyed, so they don't have the same Puritan objectives. Let's just say they're Swedish and totally liberal. Yahoo! Well done, Acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Righty-ho, moving on now to some iTunes reviews. And here we're going to GB, 3 stars, Libexa, Roblox, please, or rather PLS, equals 1, and then there's 18 zeros after it, which is 1 million, million, million. Is that a billion? Don't know. Anyway, I'll move on from that one, and let's go to the US. 5 stars from Danny Oya. Cure to my seasonal depression. I am on my 4th holiday season listen of the entire show from beginning to end. It's just as good as the first time. Thank you, Danny Oya. And here's some emails. And this is a Belinker email. And the subject is Be More Belinda. Dear Jamie, Alice, James and Rocky, I have been listening to the podcast for a while now, and as I love it, I wanted to pass on a message to you all. I'm 19, and 3 years ago I was diagnosed with a deteriorative autoimmune disease that has left me mainly bedridden or in a wheelchair. 80% of the time, I don't have the strength to hold a book or sit upright, so have to be creative with finding ways to pass the time. A friend recommended podcasts, and I found MDWAP. It might sound silly to you, but I just really wanted to thank you for the hours of joy and laughter you have brought to someone whose life has been a little lacking in both recently. Your efforts, along with Rocky's, have genuinely cheered me up a great deal, and I am so grateful. The hours I have to spend in bed can be isolating and a little depressing, so your warmth, wit, and humour makes me feel like I am sat around the kitchen table with you all. I suppose if there is a lesson to be learnt from Belinda Blinked, it's that we all need to be more Belinda. I know, please bear with me. Belinda goes after what makes her happy and is fearless, unfazed by anything. As she says, when you get what you want, you feel great. I would definitely like to be more fearless, particularly as my future is uncertain at the moment and life hasn't turned out the way I thought it would. Thanks to Miss Blumenthal, I have been reflecting on this and have now realised that I need to do what brings me pleasure. Bracket, although unlike Belinda, this doesn't involve being in an Amsterdam shop window or having sex in a hotel lobby. Close bracket. And face the future without being afraid of what comes next. Thank you, Rocky, for helping me to find some hope and to feel braver. If we can all be a bit more Belinda, then maybe we realise that it's the things you don't do that you regret. Before I became ill, there were so many things I regret not doing, opportunities for happiness that I passed over, and now I know what to do next time. To quote the Queen of Pots and Pans herself, sometimes life is shit, but we all move on. Thank you again so much for the laughter and pleasure, and although sometimes life can be shit, there is always a Rocky Flintstone out there helping us to find the joy. I wish you all the continued success you undoubtedly deserve. Yours sincerely, and many thanks, Mairead. P.S. Alice's quote from Series 1 has made its way permanently into my vocabulary and definitely needs to be a slogan on a T-shirt. People in glass houses shouldn't shag in mazes. Thank you, Mairead, and I hope your situation is improving. What a wonderful email, guys, full of positive vibes and happiness. We all could live up to that one, couldn't we? And that's some of the reasons, one of the reasons, I suppose, why we've never put a paywall between us and our listeners, because we want everyone to partake in our wit and fun. So, moving on. Another one. Show us the money, Rocky. Hello, Mr. Flintstone. My friends and I have been doing a Belinda Blinked book club and have been loving your work so far. We have gotten to book 4. Well done, guys. Not a bad effort. Woohoo. We would love to get some of the bonus content advertised at the end of book 3. We have been having heated debates throughout all 3 books about how much Belinda is paid, and we simply need to know. We are absolutely gripped to be along this ride for more of Belinda's adventures and leadership prowess. Thank you for the thrilling literature. Izzy, Alex, Caroline and Heidi. Right, so I didn't reply within the 12 hours I like to try and do. I must have been asleep. So Izzy writes again, "Hi, Mr. Flintstone. Just following up on this message. My friends and I are dying to know the details of the Belinda Blinked bonus content. Thank you again." So I replied when I got around to it, which was pretty close to 24 hours. "Oh, hi, Izzy, Alex, Caroline and Heidi. Lovely to hear from you all. Where in the world do you guys live? Anyway, always a great pleasure to send out more Belinda Blink material, and please find a load attached. So glad you're enjoying your book club, and I'm going to give you a whirl first, a sneak at the first few words of BB7. Something to keep you all invested. Keep in touch, and by the way, you'll be featured in my Belinker Saturday podcast in the next few weeks, so listen in. Remember, when you get what you want, you feel great. Rocky." Okay. Haven't heard back from the guys yet, so no doubt they're going to discuss my material at their next book session. Anyway, when they do, I'd love to hear what you think, guys. Right, move on to some Amazon reviews. Barry O'Rourke, 5 out of 5 stars. Looks great, sounds hilarious. And he reviewed MDWAP, the annotated version hardback book. "I bought it as a Christmas gift. The book came very quickly and in perfect condition, and the red colour looks very elegant. Speaking as someone who isn't familiar with the series, a quick flick through it, and it is utterly hilarious. I reckon it'll be even better for fans of the podcast." Thank you, Barry. Very well written. Beautiful. Okay, move along to Etsy and see what's happening with the merch. And here's a purchased item, Rocky signed with your personalised message, Belinda Blink 1 hardback book, annotated version with free worldwide shipping, the one that Barry has just reviewed. And it's 5 out of 5 stars. Amazing book by a fantastic author. 69 out of 10 would recommend as a gift. And that was written by Ambra Wolf. Thank you, Ambra. All right, as you can see, it's been another interesting few days for me. So let's pick my poop of the week. And it's got to be Lebexa from the USA for her 3-star review, which to me is totally meaningless. But to be fair, I did Google the only word in it, which was Robux, and I found out it means Robux is the virtual currency for Roblox, a global platform for online games and experiences. You can buy Robux packages or subscribe to get more Robux every month. So I guess it does mean something. Just asking. And if anybody can shed any more light on this one, please, please email me. Okay, and Blinker of the Week, who is? Mairead, for that wonderful email. Thank you for emailing us and telling us how Blinda Blinked and Team Porno have helped you and no doubt many others. So, if you have a similar story, dear listener, just email me. So well done, Mairead, and please contact me for your birthday recording. Best wishes from myself. Well, that's all today from me here at Rocky Pavilion. So feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X at flintstonerocky, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed or My Dad Wrote a Porno, all one word. And you could visit my Etsy store and comment on my rambles. So ciao until next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.